Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. And you can actually create the content on the site. If you go there and you can log in, you'll see there are numbered items going down the front page. Those items are what we call show prep. And they can be anything from a news article to a YouTube video, blog post, whatever it is you see online and you think our listeners and that we would enjoy, you submit it as show prep. And then it will appear on the upcoming stories page on the website. Now, when you're on the upcoming stories page, that's where you can vote the freshest stories that are on the site, vote them up to the point where hopefully they'll make it to the front page of the site. And again, that's all over at freetalklive.com, and it's completely free. Now, I've been teasing all night to talk about a story out of Detroit where their police chief, who's apparently been, amid a scandal previously, is now resigning from office. And when a police chief resigns from office, it's usually a pretty serious...
Yeah, it's got to be a pretty big deal, right?
...in the situation. Well, in this case, he didn't kill anybody, but he did have sex.
Now, that they don't like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to cops, they must not be sexual people.
Right, because usually if you kill somebody as a cop, you'll get a promotion, you'll get, you know, a medal, they'll, you know, read you some sort, you'll add your name to an important building or something like that. But if you, you know, have sex or mow the lawn in your underwear, you'll get fired.
I was just going to say, there was a gentleman who mowed his, it was boxer briefs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And he got fired over it.
He sure did.
If they'd have been Speedos, I guess it wouldn't have been a big deal. But since they happen to be boxer briefs, then it's a problem, right?
I don't know. It might have been a problem if it was Speedos, too. Because he was showing off his physique to his neighbors, and apparently...
I want to know what he looks like.
He was not an ugly man. I mean, he was relative, like unlike a lot of cops. This is a guy that, you know, if you're into guys, you would enjoy seeing mowing his lawn.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, this didn't have anything to do with that. So according to, and by the way, I've been all over the place looking for a real good comprehensive story.
Pictures of cops mowing the lawn in their underwear.
On this particular issue, there's a lot of news about this right now, and a lot of it just kind of glosses over what was going on, and I want to make sure that we can get a good story out. So I'm going to go with the New York Times to give you a summary of what transpired. From NYTimes.com, a sex scandal in Detroit has forced out its chief of police, the second person in 2 years to resign from the position after being accused of inappropriate relations with a female officer.
Hmm.
So, fellow female officer, co-worker.
That's
or,
right.
Well, it would actually be an employee,
subordinate,
right?
A subordinate.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, this
are
is
they
the
getting fired, too?
No. Nope. So, he, by the way, so this is the second chief, the second police chief, who has been involved in inappropriate relations. So the guy before him was removed for similar reasons. At a news conference on Monday, Mayor Dave Bing announced that the chief had decided to step down after, that's today, Monday, decided to step down after news emerged last week he was having an extramarital affair with an internal affairs officer in the department.
Hmm. Well, private businesses have these policies, and you can kind of see why it would be a conflict of interest. Like,
yeah, for
what
sure.
If someone from internal affairs was supposed to be investigating him, but they're having a relationship that makes her, you know, it's not really fair. She could give in a biased opinion. So I don't really have a problem with this particular policy at all, actually. I mean, when I worked for Panera and the bank, managers and employees were not allowed to have relationships.
But they did.
Yes, they did.
Right. And, you know, if it's an employee to an employee, it's not the as bad of a situation. If it's manager to employee, then you get the power issue coming into play, and that makes things a little more sticky.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know why you would want to do that, because it creates a really awkward
work environment.
Right. It's uncomfortable, and it causes arguments in relationships. You know what I mean? Because if one of you is the manager and one's not, and you tell somebody to do something, like later at home, it gets weird, right?
Mm. And then also, if something goes wrong with a relationship, then you've got to go to work and be with that person during the day, and this is the person that you at that point do not want to be with, and certainly don't want to have to be taking orders from or having talk back to you if you are the manager and you're giving them orders.
Right. I would say even a friendship between a manager and an employee is iffy. Because I had one of those go wrong when I worked at Panera, and it was very uncomfortable.
But people are going to do these things.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just going to do them. I mean, you know, at some point or another, it's just going to happen. I guess it gives a whole new meaning to the world word internal affairs.
It sure does.
I'm surprised that they wouldn't offer to move them to another department, because that's what would happen if this happened at when I worked at Panera. They would say, okay, well, you guys can't work together. Is one of you interested in moving to another store?
That would have been a decent solution, but, you know, these cops are supposed to be paragons of virtue, right? So they're not just your average employee at some job. These are people who are supposed to be better than the average person, right? So if there's an officer, especially a police chief, that's engaging in an affair, I mean, it's one thing to have to, it would have been one thing if he were single and dating one of the officers on the squad.
Right.
And it'd be another thing, which it is, because he's already married. Now, I believe he was in the process of being divorced, but, you know, there's still that issue of it's
not
legal.
Well, that causes legal problems in the middle of a divorce. You don't want to get caught cheating.
Yeah, so he really blew it. And according to the mayor, he said he was very contrite yesterday. Spoke with Mr. Godby, the police chief, on Sunday. He felt he had let me down. He felt he had let the department down. He felt he had let the people of Detroit down. He's also really sorry he got caught. Mr. Bing added, "It bothers me a great deal that it has come to this." Reports that Mr. Godby, who's 44, would resign have been circulating for nearly a week after the internal affairs officer, Angelica Robinson, posted a picture of herself on social media, and I believe it was Twitter, according to another article. On social media, look how they wrote this, posted a picture of herself on a social media website, excuse me, I thought they left out the word A, holding a department-issued handgun to her mouth.
Why would she do that?
Well, it was after she discovered that Mr. Godby was in San Diego with...
his wife?
No, another woman.
Oh, my God.
So, this woman who's working for the department, who is not his wife, discovered he was with another woman on a business trip, found out about this, freaked out, and got all crazy and, you know, put a gun in her mouth, took a picture of it.
I'm going to blow my head off.
Then posted it to Twitter, where everybody else who's, you know, friends with her, probably several people in the department.
So we're worried about what was going on, I'm certain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would say that if you're going to engage in a secret relationship with your boss, you should probably make sure that you're careful with that.
Well, there's, careful is a funny word. How do you do it?
When you go crazy, you don't go careful.
Right, but maybe he shouldn't have gone to San Diego with another woman while that was going on. I mean, I don't know. It seems dangerous.
It's all a mess.
You have one extramarital affair, what's another five, right?
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's a mess.
Guys like this are likely to have, you know, powerful people like this police chief are likely to have women in other cities. You know, if he's going to police conferences on a regular basis or whatever his reason was for being out there, whether he has a regular girlfriend or just he knows a good escort service, these are the kinds of people who do that sort of thing.
And by the way, that's what it comes down to, a good escort service. The chances of them telling stories out of school, not nearly as high.
You mean, had he just been dealing with escorts, he wouldn't have had some girl put a gun in her mouth.
Right, and this is what it, you know, I mean, if, I guess that's my advice to philanderers out there is, don't
stick with the professionals.
Yeah, stick with the professionals and don't, don't bring, first off, it's keep it in your pants, because that's what the best advice is, you know, that I can give. But I know that there are people that aren't going to listen. And the next best thing is keep it with the professionals and always wear a condom.
Her lawyer, David Robinson, who's not related to her, said that apparently she was contemplating making the ultimate sacrifice out of humiliation, frustration, and pain over what it was the chief was putting her through. He added the department had taken away her gun and ordered her to undergo a mental evaluation. In 2010, Mr. Godby succeeded Chief Warren Evans, who was also accused of having an affair with a subordinate. At the time, Mr. Bing did not specifically cite the relationship as the reason for his resignation, but said certain decisions had compromised his ability to lead the department. We'll come back with more on this story here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you're in the Detroit area, you know more about this than we do, you want to clue us in, certainly we'd love to hear from you as well. 855-450-FREE. You can take control and bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. And so be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1770.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1814.38, $907.19 for a half ounce, or $453.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $1814.38, $907.19, and $453.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can also join us over at freetalklive.com. We have news updates. You get signed up and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. And if you were signed up for our Facebook updates earlier tonight, you had the chance to win a free DVD.
Yep, that's true. We gave away Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle by Michael W. Dean. And it was, got snatched up very quickly.
Yes, it did. And so we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and of course you can get emails as well. These are the three different ways we can keep in touch with you. Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get more than you will the email. You're going to get updates during the show. So if you're online and you're on Twitter or Facebook during our program, you'll see questions and observations and sometimes some show prep links. Like I'm going to put this New York Times article in about the corrupt police chief or the philandering police chief.
You know, I like the little things on Facebook because during the week, if I'm at home or doing homework and Facebook's up, I see them and I think to myself like, ooh, I really like that topic. I'd like to call in. Mm-hmm. And I don't because I would feel kind of awkward calling in, but maybe it inspires other people to call in. So I think it's a good move on your part.
Well, I don't know if it inspires them to call in, but it's maybe it does, and hopefully it inspires them to listen and at the very least, interact. And anyway, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up there.
I wanted to tell you about a great new Bitcoin site. It's called blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They also have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. Thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you are sending or receiving. With the blockchain wallet, you can even send bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. And they offer this all for free. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Excellent. I love the blockchain.info site. It's so handy.
Yeah, it's really handy if you are waiting for your bitcoins to arrive in your wallet and you want to sort of see if they've come through. That's what I use it for.
Yeah, you can look at transactions and things like that. So 855-450-FREE, if you are in the Detroit, Michigan area and you want to shine some extra light on this story, because obviously we are here in New Hampshire and so we're just going on what the media is saying. I've looked through several different stories on this to try to find some detail, and I'm going to combine this New York Times story with a Fox News one to give you an insight into this man's life. He's Mr. Godby, first name Ralph. Ralph Godby Jr. He's 44 years old. He's resigned as of today. And the reason why is because he got caught having himself an affair. Actually, apparently more than one. He's a married man who was having an affair with a woman who's working for the department. The woman who's working for the department in internal affairs had put a gun in her mouth and taken a photo of this, posted that to Twitter, where her coworker saw it, and I believe they ended up sending over officers to her house at that point. You know, to make sure she was okay, I guess, or try to stop her from killing herself or whatever they were thinking. And the reason she posted this to Twitter is because she was upset because Mr. Godby was ostensibly in California with another woman. So a third woman, wife, woman that works for the department, woman in California.
But she was traveling, so it could very well have just been a business partner for all we know.
Well, yeah, who knows what she was told or what made her think what she thought. But either way, that's how this stuff came out. It hit last week, and now this is, by the way, in the shadow of the former police chief, Warren Evans, who was also accused of having an affair with a subordinate. However, it wasn't confirmed at the time. They didn't specifically cite the relationship as the reason for his resignation at that time. Soon afterward, it became known that Mr. Godby had also had an affair with the same female officer that Mr. Evans had.
This lady's trouble.
Well, now, let's be clear, this is a different lady, right? So the first lady, the woman that put the gun in her mouth, is not the woman that had the affair with the police chief who was previous to Godby. So the police chief previous to Godby had an affair with a woman, and Godby had an affair with the same woman before he became police chief. So he got through that one. Like, he got caught having an affair one time when he wasn't the police chief. They let that one slide.
Jeez.
Then he became the police chief. And had another affair because
leopards
don't change their spots, right?
Right.
When he wasn't the police chief, then he was having an affair, presumably with a fellow employee,
He may have been a captain or something like that at that point. He probably was still in a position of control, I would guess.
Yeah, he didn't come. He didn't come from street beat
patrolman
captain. Up to police chief, excuse me.
Now, Bing, the mayor of the city, says he had confided in me that he'd changed his ways. I had no reason to not believe that.
Or reason to believe it.
The news of Godby's resignation comes about a month into the corruption trial of Kwame Kilpatrick, the gregarious former mayor of Detroit who resigned in 2008 after lying under oath about a relationship with his chief of staff. Everybody's effing everybody in this department. According to the story here, Detroit currently has no policy against fraternization among city workers.
Then what's the problem?
Though he added that he now intended to institute one. Godby wrote in the letter released by the department, "I retire proud of the fact that I was able to assist during a time when our city has been most in need." You mean assist by cutting back the police services from various different areas of Detroit?
Because this is the most important thing facing the Detroit Police Department.
Well, that's my thought, is I don't understand why this is really big news. You know, it's just something that goes on in every workplace, and it's personal business, and sure, it's fun to talk about, and it's funny when it happens in your workplace, and it isn't you.
Right,
but
somebody gets caught. I mean, the better the story of where they get caught, the better the story, right?
Right, but I don't see it as newsworthy. Like, if this happened at my work, and I saw this in the headlines, I'd just be dumbfounded.
It's newsworthy because he's the police chief. It wouldn't... Excuse me. It wouldn't be a headline if the the boss over at Panera was caught for having an affair. There's just no interest. There's no public interest in that information. But for someone who's a public employee, someone who is supposedly a paragon of virtue, in the same way that if the police chief gets caught dealing drugs, that's also newsworthy.
But dealing drugs is against the law, so that's
true.
Different. Than having an affair, that's just, some people would consider that morally wrong.
Well, that's just it. I think a lot of people would consider that morally wrong.
But a lot of people cheat, so it's kind of hard to call it morally wrong when you see the numbers of how many people cheat.
No doubt about it. I get what you're saying. Just because a lot of people do something doesn't mean it's not wrong, right?
So it's not against the rules, right? It's his job to enforce the rules.
Technically, it's not even against the rules of the department.
It's
still a black eye against the department. It's still something that makes him look. It makes him look like he's corruptible.
Well,
it makes him look like he is not honest.
He is corruptible. Anybody who will fool around is corruptible because that can be held against them, especially if they're married. If they're not married, then for one asks, why would you get married if you're corruptible in this way? But I think that this happens to a lot of people. I think it's highly common for people to be corruptible in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they're caught, they can have it used against them. I wonder how many people in Washington, D.C. are bought in this manner. How many of them have sexual relations that they can be caught on, be them homosexual or extramarital or whatever way, and somebody's got the dossier. I think it might be the first thing they do is... make sure they get the dossier on you and whoever it is.
Find some woman to go talk you up, and she's actually working for your opponents.
Probably.
855-450-FREE. There's more, though, to this story. We'll share it with you here in moments. Because Fox News, of course, went the salacious route and actually gave you some text messaging that they sent back and forth. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits. Far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, 2 varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have listening options, and there are a bevy of them. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in via our live streams. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, so different bit rates of stream for your different size internet connections that you might be on at various different times. The radio options, of course, over 110 great radio stations air this show various different times throughout the week on AM and FM. We're up on XM satellite radio all 7 nights per week. Plus, there's also our KU Band Free to Air satellite channel. You can get us that way, as well as the webcam and the brand new listen lines. If you've got the old numbers, there actually is a chance those old numbers are fixed. There's one of them that was fixed earlier today. The other one wasn't fixed, so we may actually end up having more than one listen line when all's said and done, which probably won't be a bad thing in case one of them fails again.
Redundancy.
But there are brand new listen line numbers, so make sure you drop into listen.freetalklive.com to get that information, plug it into your phone. That way, anywhere you are, as long as you have a cell phone signal and you're willing to pay whatever long-distance fees, if you have to pay them, that you'll be able to listen to Free Talk Live that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. Stories about Detroit's police chief who has resigned effective immediately over getting caught red-handed, over having cheated with one of his employees. Now, when I first heard about this story, it was a few days ago, and the headline, I'd copied the link of the story and I'd pasted it in my show prep for tonight. And then when I went back there, it was one of those stories that they just completely changed. They, like, updated it. It wasn't the same story that I'd originally looked at. The original headline, and I've yet to re-find this information in all the ones that I've looked at, but the original version of this said that he had given this woman a promotion as well.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so the woman that he was cheating on his wife with, who he then cheated on with another woman in California, allegedly, was allegedly also promoted by him in a sex for promotion sort of a deal.
In a deal, or it just happened? Because I tend to think that in these circumstances, it's more just people are feeling grateful and they do things as opposed to, hey, you do this and I'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, you put a bunch of people in a room together, and some of them are just bound to have sex with each other.
Well, leave it to Fox News for to unearth the salacious details of this. They will publish what the other companies won't. And here we go. From myfoxdetroit.com, this is Charlie LaDuff reporting. I got a call from Lieutenant Monique Patterson, the cop caught in a love triangle between former Chief Warren Evans and Ralph Godby 2 years ago. She had said that she had some text messages showing that she had sex with Godby in exchange for a promotion. One text. Now it's suggesting that she was the same woman between the original chief and he. So maybe she was the same lady having sex with both police chiefs. Either way, here's what they said. One text message from Godby to Patterson said, "I want you. I think you. I breathe you.
Ew.
I taste you. I smell you. Need I go on?" Another text message from Godby to Patterson.
Don't use that voice anymore.
That just doesn't convince me of anything. Go ahead.
Another text message read, "I need a face-to-face with you so that I can say what I say, because I'm in love with you," in all caps. Yet another text message from Godby to Patterson said, "I can meet you by 8-ish. Can you have everything set up where you can just let me know the room number?" A text message from Patterson to Godby said the following, "I hate that all we have discussed, transfer, etc., nothing has occurred. Nothing seems hopeful to me at this point. Nothing." Then a text message from Godby to Patterson read, "You will learn over time that my word is my bond," suggesting that he told her that he'd give her a promotion. "This is clearly more than sex between consenting adults," says LaDuff from Fox News. "It's an abuse of power. The police department's been turned into a brothel. City Hall..." This is more of an editorial than a news piece here. "City Hall knew that..." "City Hall said the lawyer who took the messages..." I don't know how this is written. City Hall knew, said the lawyer who took messages to Deputy Mayor Saul Green. "Saul asked the other day that he be allowed to keep the text messages and that he would get back to us, and either the next day or a couple days later he did. I don't know what he did with them, but there was no doubt in my mind he was going to run these up the totem pole, and I had the strong impression when we got back together that he'd vetted this with the mayor, and response was they weren't interested in doing anything."
Well, that last text message, the "my word is my bond," to me that doesn't prove anything about promotions. He could have said anything. He could have said, "I love you, and I'm going to leave my wife for you."
She said that
she's
upset about that nothing is happening, the transfers,
right?
You know, referring to the transfers or whatever the transfer might be. So, I mean, that did give
that
some suggestion.
That does reference it. So I had a lot of questions for the lieutenant, so we sat down on Friday. Here are her own words. "I asked Patterson, did you allegedly sleep with him or did sleep with him? I asked her. I slept with Ralph," she answered. "How do we know?" I questioned. "October 14th, 2009. Yeah, I kept that condom."
Bro.
That's a little weird, huh? She kept the condom.
That's evidence.
I've never heard of such a thing in my life. That sounds nasty.
It's somebody who's plotting to do something, right? Like, you don't hold on to a condom, a used condom, unless you are planning to do something with it later. Something about blackmail or, who knows.
I'm with you, but...
Or you're just a freak.
Right. There's that
possibility.
There's that other possibility.
She has a collection of condoms.
Full of freaks.
Right. "For what reason?" asked the reporter. "So he, wouldn't think I'm just a stalker and I'm just a lying expletive. Like, oh no, I don't think so," she responded. "Ralph Godby was assistant chief, traded sex for promotions, yes or no?" I asked. "Yes," she says. "I was the commanding officer of sex crimes, and after we became involved, he moved me to his staff, and I worked right alongside with him in his office." I questioned, "Is that was the deal you made?" She said, "Yes. Our relationship began in August, and by October, the things that he'd promised had not come to pass, so he noticed my behavior toward him and changed where I had backed up. That's even referenced in a text message, so that's when afterwards there were other texts saying, I spoke to this person, I spoke to that person, I'm going to get you down here, and then once I got down there, well, we're going to celebrate," she added. As he referenced, "I'd like to see your career advance, so I went along with the program."
"I'd like to see your career advance."
And the Fox guy asks, "Are you a tramp?" "People can call me whatever," she says. "It's fine, you know. If my behavior 2 years ago earned me that title, then okay. That was in 2009. It's a new day. I have a new life, and the department needs a new chief."
She's ready to be the chief? For God's sake, don't make this lady the chief!
And we all know Bing elevated God be the chief. Anyhow, here we are again. Detroit humiliated. The mayor now with his own possible scandal. And why did Patterson step forward? I don't know what the mayor's scandal is. Who knows? But because she said Officer Angelica Robertson... Oh, okay. Okay, so I confused the names. So many names in a lot of these stories. So this was the woman who was originally seeing the original police chief and the new police chief.
That was Peterson.
That is different. Yeah, that was Patterson. That is Patterson. Different from Angela Robinson.
Robinson
who is
the
new woman.
The new woman.
Just
who was ready to blow her head off over the new
right,
chief.
Right. She says, I'm coming out with this because I don't want, firstly, for Angelica to fall on a sword like she's making this up. This didn't have to happen had someone taken these text messages serious. Maybe they thought he would have learned from this incident and gave him the benefit of a doubt moving forward. So much for that. So they had found out about his original affair, and they had not moved on doing anything about it, even though they had text evidence and her claims that there was this corruption going on, that he had been, you know, he had promoted her for sex.
Sex for promotion.
Yes.
Quid pro quo, they call it.
Right. They let that one slide, but now it was too much. They couldn't let this one slide. So he got caught. And, you know, you have to ask the bigger question, right? Because, Julia, you'd said, well, this isn't news. Because people have sex in work relationships
sure.
all the time. What's the big deal? And I kind of pointed out that, well, he's a powerful man, and, you know, he's the paragon of virtue, and so people need to be able to look up to this guy. At least that's the way people look at the idea of a police chief.
But when you say that, I understand that from a law-abiding perspective. Like, people do not want the police officers to be corrupt in that way. I'm not sure that I feel the same way about a cheater. I mean, that just to me says that he's human. I mean, this happens often and it's not illegal, so I don't necessarily see it as hypocritical. It's just kind of funny to me.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ultimately, though, the question is how many police chiefs are corrupt and in what different ways? Because we've certainly seen stories everything from sex to drug dealing to killing. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Love for all and all free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder, only
by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Hey, you can bring us anything you want, even in these remaining moments, if you dial in now, 855-450-FREE. Should people care about a police chief resigning? Having sex with an inferior?
Well, I think that it's bad in any business. I'm just not sure that it's that newsworthy. It's just kind of funny.
I'm curious what you think. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
In this circumstance, because the sex for promotion is going on, then the basically the taxpayer is paying to have what would otherwise be considered an incompetent, I would guess, be promoted.
Sure.
Based solely on her willingness to screw the police chief. And I think that that's a real problem. And, you know, if you want to run a business where you want to promote people, and you own the business, if you're not working for somebody, and you want to promote people based on their willingness to have sexual encounters with you, I think that that's between you and your employees. But when that starts, you know, affecting investors and taxpayers, especially people that are sort of unwillingly, brought into the situation, and that's what a taxpayer is—just a tax serf. Supposedly these people are our servants.
Sure.
They have to pay lip service to being servants.
That's a valid point, but I feel like this article is really written not from that perspective at all,
sure,
and just from the scandal perspective.
Well,
like,
Fox
wow,
yeah,
all these people are having sex with each other. Ha ha, that's so funny. Let's talk about it.
Is.
Because it is funny. When this happens in your workplace and it isn't you or your friend or whatever, it is hilarious, and everybody talking about it, and just, you know, it's shocking. So it's funny stuff. I mean,
indeed. No doubt about it.
Great news. If you, I mean, not like news, but entertainment news.
It happens. When it happens at workplace, at the workplace where you are, it's exciting news.
Feel free to add your thoughts to the discussion, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other police-related news, Julia, you had a story you wanted to share.
That's right. This is from Delaware Online. Steve Tuppany was in the garage of his Middletown home having a smoke at 6:15 a.m., his wife and daughter asleep inside when the Wilmington SWAT officers made their move. Dressed in black, several officers rushed Tuppany, ordered him to lie down on the ground, and handcuffed him. Other SWAT officers smashed the stormed glass door in front of the Tuppany's two-story colonial-style house, then used a battering ram to break down the red front door. So this guy was in the garage, and they handcuffed him and then broke into his house. He could have opened the door for them.
Wow. It's bizarre. They just love to break stuff.
Right. It's just, let's put on costumes and break stuff.
Yep. That, maybe kill a dog, too, if there's one around.
Right. Well, they didn't kill a dog. This they happened. Just traumatized an 8-year-old. Jennifer Tuppany, a teacher at Marbrook Elementary School, said she was asleep upstairs when officers threw open her darkened bedroom and ordered her at gunpoint to get up. The couple's 8-year-old was then awakened out of a dead sleep by men dressed in black with guns shining flashlights in her face. Mm. I'm speechless when I hear stuff like this. 8-year-olds, I can't imagine. Like, I remember things like my dad beating the dog and getting yelled at and, like, thinking about how much terror that caused me as an 8-year-old. I've never had a gun pointed at me at any point in my life.
I don't know that an 8-year-old would necessarily internalize a gun. I don't know. I mean, it's got to be terrifying no matter what.
But it's not just a gun. It's a strange man mm-hmm. dressed in black busting into your bedroom when you're sleeping. I think that's terrifying.
That's the ultimate in terrifying. I agree. And I know that, you know, my dad took me to the gun range, I think, around when I was 10. I'm sure there are young people who are very familiar with...
Well, if you play video games, you know what a gun is.
Sure. Sure.
Police carried out the early morning raid in search of a man whom they called a person of interest in a homicide case. Hmm. The man in a September 19th court appearance had said he lived at the Tuppany's address. Police had a search warrant authorized.
A person of interest isn't even a suspect.
It's absolutely insane.
A person of interest is, you know, I'm not a cop. Maybe, you know, a law enforcement officer can correct me on this, but... There's, like, different levels, right? So if he was a suspect, then he'd be called a suspect. If he was a person of interest, that just means typically they just want to talk to somebody about something.
Yeah, it says here that he is neither a defendant nor a suspect.
Yeah.
Wow.
The person
They're
of interest...
kicking in the door
yeah.
for nothing.
We've got some questions for you. Let's bust into your home.
Yeah. So apparently he used to live there 4 years before.
The person of interest, that is.
Yes, the person of interest. So who authorized this warrant?
Wow.
How do you get, I mean, really? You can get a warrant
without
like this?
Doing any investigation. Without, all you have to do is just think that somebody lives somewhere and then put that forth to a judge and it'll get signed. You don't have to go and actually spend any time staking a place out, trying to actually ascertain whether or not that person is still there. Because, hey, who cares if you go ahead and destroy somebody's home and terrorize their family? It's not like you'll be held liable.
Well, and these kind of stories are really important, I think, because a lot of people like to ignore police brutality, and when situations like this happen, it's easy to ignore if you're not doing anything wrong because you feel like this
right,
could never
happen to
you. But this house is a beautiful, they're obviously well off, it's mm-hmm. in a nice neighborhood, it's a nice two-story,
sure.
new-looking house. These people, you can guarantee, never, ever, ever expected this to happen to them.
Yep.
And they're innocent. They didn't do anything wrong. They weren't looking for anyone that lived there. So this could happen to you.
I can't imagine. I mean, at this point, they didn't have the wrong address. They had a 4-year-old address and just assumed that it was worth, you know, grabbing some guy in his garage, throwing handcuffs on him, and busting his door in. And breaking a door in the process?
Yeah, they broke the glass door. Then they used a battering ram to break into the door while the guy was in the garage and they had already confronted him.
Ridiculous.
I'm just so upset.
And then the 8-year-old girl has armed people in her room with guns and flashlights.
Right. I can't imagine how you would feel as a parent if this was going on.
They say, you know, when people will not feel safe in their houses after they have a burglary.
Yeah.
They just don't want to go back in. I just can't go back in there. There's been a burglary. And, you know, I don't know what I think about that. I think that, you know, I mean, it's a place with a roof. But, yeah. You know, that doesn't affect me in that same way. But I can't imagine.
Have you been burgled?
Yes.
Okay.
But I can't imagine what it is like in this circumstance, because with a burglar, at the very least, you have someone to call. But who do you call when the police do it? At that point, it's the king's men.
Yeah, you're screwed.
And you have no safety from them.
It's
right.
Sick.
And as you can imagine, they're not in trouble. They followed procedure.
Probably don't even have to fix the door. Oh, we thought we were in the right place.
It says here, nope, they didn't have to.
Yeah.
He fixed his own door that first day and vacuumed up the mud and glass tracked in by the police. The couple still surveying the damage when Wilmington police inspector and a civilian counselor arrived at the home to explain what had happened and offer counseling to their daughter. Wait, you are responsible for traumatizing my daughter and now you want to be the one to counsel her? I don't think so. Stay away from my family.
Yeah, absolutely. Sick stuff. And in other news, Mark, you've got a related story about an older lady. Did she have a gun pointed at her, I believe?
I told you I didn't have that story.
Oh, that's okay. I've got one for you here. I thought you did. I apologize. According to WSVTV.com, Cobb County man says officers fatally shot his dog while responding to an alarm call at his house. Smyrna resident Robbie King said he's torn apart by what happened in his home on Sunday afternoon. Said, I heard pop, pop, and I screamed out, oh, God, please don't shoot my dog, because he's probably heard that cops like to shoot dogs. That seems to be pretty popular these days. And walked to the door, and he's just laying there gasping for breath, told Channel 2's Aaron Coleman. Luke's King's six-year-old chocolate lab. Rrr, chocolate lab, they're going to get you, coppers. When have you ever seen a mean Labrador Retriever?
I'm not going to make any decisions.
Nope, I had a mean Golden Retriever. Yeah. It depends on how the dog is treated.
I want to know what the circumstances are.
He, was shot by police when Cobb officers reported to his home after he accidentally triggered his alarm. King said he was in a rush on the way to a hospital to see his first grandchild being born. When he was on the phone with his alarm company, he said he couldn't remember his password. I told her I'll just wait here at the front door, and when Cobb County shows up, I'll give him my ID. They'll know I'm the homeowner, and it was a false alarm. But officers came to the back door, which was unlocked, and they opened it. That's when Luke started barking. According to a police report, the dog chased one of the officers into the yard. He didn't try to bite the guy. The guy admitted that. Luke was the most gentle animal you could ever meet, as are most black chocolate labs that I've ever seen, added the grieving pet owner, who plans to file a formal complaint against Cobb Police. Chris is on the line listening to XM's America's Talk. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. Listening on XM, and I'm not sure if you're on the same topic now because there's a little bit of a delay. But
it's Free Talk Live. You can always bring up anything, but unfortunately, you're calling in the last 30 seconds, so you're going to have to go fast.
Oh, okay. Well, it was just about the probable cause thing you were talking about at the city council meeting. I guess my definition would be more that you don't have any sort of expectation of privacy when you're holding a bottle. So that's not necessarily a search that would not be disallowed. Because what's in that bottle that you're drinking in public...
You need a warrant to search what's in my bottle. You know, I'd love to have you call back about this, Chris, because I think you're a police officer is the reason you're calling. But do us a favor, call tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. That's when we start the show. And then you'll hear yourself 2 hours later on XM when you listen next. So we'd love to have more time. We'd love to have more time to talk with you about this. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You can join us every single day of the week, 7 days a week, 7 to 10 Eastern. That's when we're live. We may not necessarily be live at that time on your local station. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.